Hey, what's going on? It's King Jude 23 here, man. I know that I said in the past, on my last episode, I'm not doing no more full-time shows for the rest of the year, and I'm still not doing no more full shows for the rest of the year, but I am gonna come up with this little tidbit here. Probably spend like 10, 15 minutes on this. So you guys are seeing right now what's going on in Gaza, in Israel, with Israel and Hamas. First of all, this is a make-believe war. That's number one, okay? I want you guys to understand something. In order to have a one-world government, you must have two things, okay? And unfortunately, the elites failed with COVID, okay? I'm gonna say that one more time. The elites really failed with COVID. Yes, they succeeded in killing a lot of people, but they failed because they really wanted to kill more people than, excuse me. They wanted to kill more people than it would actually happen. But that's no here nor there. We're gonna continue to move on. The reason why I'm saying this right now is because right now in Israel, I hear a lot of people on social media. I hear a lot of people speaking out, oh man, we're praying for Israel, and we praying for this, and Israel, you know, that was a horrible attack what Hamas did. Do you think Hamas really did that? Come on, American people, we got to start using our brains, okay? Start using our brains. We can't keep doing the same dumbass shit, and then we expect... I'm going to say it again. We can't keep doing the same dumbass shit. And then we expect to get different results. Why I'm saying that? Because Israel attacked its own people. Yes. Israel attacked its own people. All right. Israel attacked its own people, and they are starting the war because this war right here is going to be bloody. I want the people to understand what I'm about to say here. What's about to go down in Gaza is about to be the worst, bloodiest war of all time, and I'm telling you this. It's going to be kids. They're already killing kids as it is right now. They're already killing old people. They're already bombing the hospitals. They're already bombing shelters. They're already bombing all these things. I'm telling you, this thing is going to be so nasty. It's going to be so chaotic. It's going to be so horrific that the people around the world is going to beg for it to stop. And guess what the elite is going to say? Well, in order for all this to stop, we got to do a one world government. Boom, there goes a chip. Boom, there goes digital currency. Boom, there goes this. Boom, there goes that. Boom, there goes your freedom. Boom, you under the same social credit system as China. I am telling you guys right now, do not fall for the hokey doke. I'm going to say that one more time. Do not fall for the hokey doke. This is a fake ass war. They're terrorizing the people of Gaza. And the reason why they want to terrorize the people of Gaza is because they have a one world government they're trying to reach. They were trying to do it with COVID. They were trying to scare so many people that people were going to beg for the one world government to happen so there will be no more COVID. But unfortunately, people started smartening up later on. They didn't smarten up in the beginning, but they smartened up later on. They said, no, we're not going to do that. So they said, okay, you know what? Let's go to phase two. Have you noticed that we haven't talked about COVID? Have you noticed they ain't talking about no type of diseases? It's supposed to be disease X. It's supposed to be virus X because what we're coming out. And nobody said nothing about that, right? Nobody, because guess what? They're going to put that at the back burner. They're going to hold that at the back burner. But they want this war to get bloody. Okay, and I'm gonna show you again, because to you Christians out here, you out here praying for these devils, you out here praying for these assholes, you are praying for Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a devil himself, to wipe out Gaza. I also want to tell you this. Look at the politicians and the rhetoric they have set. They're going to flatten Hamas. They're going to flatten Gaza. They're going to do this to God. They're going to do that to God. And the politicians, your politicians that you voted for, is encouraging this. So I'm saying this, and I'm going to say this again. Revelation 2:9 speaks of the so-called Jewish. Jewish is ish, ish. Ish is light, not the real thing. I'm going to say it again because people are so stupid. 85 to 90% of people are fucking stupid. And I keep saying this over and over and over. And I know it sounds harsh. I know it sounds like I'm being an asshole. I'm being facetious. And I'm doing all these crazy, I'm saying all these crazy things. But I'm telling you, 85 to 90% of the American people, okay, in this corporation, so-called country, right, are stupid as hell. They're dumb. They're stupid. Okay? Pay attention. Pay attention to what's really going on out here. Pay attention to what's really happening out here. Pay attention to what's really real out here. Pay attention to that stuff. Stop going for what CNN is saying and what MSNBC is saying and what Rachel Maddow with her faggot gay ass is saying, and what this person is saying, what Fox News is saying. They all are part of this Satan worshiping, Satan driven war. Period. Stop being so fucking stupid. Israel is committing terrorism in Gaza. Period. And for you Christians sitting up there saying, "Oh, praying for Gaza, we're gonna cheer on for Gaza," your blood's gonna be on your hands. What I keep saying about Christianity is the worst thing to happen to black and brown people. Christianity killed more black and brown people than the Ku Klux Klan, the Crips, and the Bloods put together. Because this is what I'm talking about. You put that Christian spirit and you pray for these assholes. You pray for these devils. And then they go out and do devilish things. And you think they're doing the right thing. And you sit up there with blood on your hands. You sit up there, you co-sign that. The Most High is going to deal with people like you. The Most High is going to deal with so-called Christians. And y'all donate money to these motherfuckers. You donate supplies. I'm telling you, death is going to be on you. Period. Now, we're going to go to Revelation 2:9 because I have read this scripture so many times. But damn it, it is fitting here today. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy. See, we got to go into this word, blasphemy, right? The blasphemy of them, which say they are Jews and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. What is the place that the Jewish people worship? In a synagogue, right? Think about it. Synagogue of Satan, synagogue. Use your brain, American people. Use your damn brain. Stop being a fucking fool. Stop being such a dumbass. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty. Come on. He's talking about the original black man, woman, and child, the original Jews. Not Jewish Jews. The indigenous black man, woman, and child. I know thou art in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them. The Most High said in his word, he know they are being blasphemous. The Most High said in his word, they know that he know that what they say is not true. The blasphemy which to say they are Jews and they are not, but they're the synagogue of Satan. Let's go to 10 here. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tired, and ye may have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. See, I'm going to tell you something right now. 95% of your circle can't even deal with this. Do you think, I'm telling you right now, in the next couple of years, if you speak out anything against what these devils are doing, you will be put in jail. Come on, let's talk. Do you think your circle's going to be tough enough? Do you think your circle's going to be real enough? Do you think your circle's going to be gangster enough to say, you know what, man, fuck you and what you talking about, man? Israel is doing terrorism. There was a bitch on what's that show with Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of them hoes. She got up there and literally said, anybody that speak up against Israel should not even be hired for a job. Now they're going after your livelihood. Now they're going after. Now they're going after what's going to keep you surviving, because you think differently than these devils. He that have an ear, let him hear. Come on. What the Spirit saith unto the churches, that he overcometh should not be hurt of a second death. Ooh, come on, man. And to the angel of the church, these things shall he withheld the sharp sword with two edges. Come on, man. Let's go to 13. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Come on, man. How many of you going to really say, I got faith in Yahweh, not Jesus Christ, not Muhammad, not Allah, but Yahweh, and his son Yahweh be Yahweh. How many of you going to say, I got faith? Even though days within Antipas was my favorite mourner, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Come on, man. It's going to be us. It's going to be some of us. Some of us in this truth is going to be slain, man. Some of us in this truth is going to be killed, dog. Who is his one third? Who's going to be his true one third that's going to rise, man? Who's going to rise? We got all these cowards running around. We got everybody saying what they want to hear, telling people what they want to hear, and telling people what's comfortable for them, and it feels so good to them to tell our beautiful lies to the ugly truth. How many of you are really going to tell the real truth, man? How many of you going to be real out here, man? How many of you are really going to stand on 10 toes and say, man, they are not the Jews. They are synagogue of Satan. How many of you going to go on the 2 and 9 and pull out and tell them that? How many of you one third is going to tell it? How many of you people really going to go out here and really going to fight for Yahweh? How many? See, I keep saying this over and over. Go back to my first episode, all the way to my last episode. I keep saying this. 90 to 95% of your circle. 90 to 95%, I'm going to say it one more time to the people in the back. 90 to 95% of your circle are cowards. All they want to do is travel. All they want to do is eat. And all they want to do is fuck. I'm going to say it one more time. 90 to 95% of your circle, all they want to do is eat. All they want to do is travel. And all they want to do is fuck. Period. If you try to tell them, man, we need to stand up, and we need to stand up against this terrorism, man, are you crazy? Man, a white man going to have me, he going to have my job if I say anything. And shoot, I got this trip to go to the damn Hawaii next week, man. Shit, you got me fucked up. I ain't going to say nothing. Cowards. You should be put to death for being a fucking coward. You should be put to death because you are a bitch. You are a whole bitch out here, man. Lil Baby ain't the only one that's out here sucking dick. A lot of you niggas out here sucking dick too. But I'ma say this. What comes in the dark will come in the light. What's in the dark will come in the light. A lot of you gonna really be tested. I'm telling you this right now. I'm saying this on 10 toes. A lot of y'all gonna be tested. You're gonna be tested, man. You're gonna be tested with your faith. You're gonna be tested, man. You don't think I've been tested? You don't think I've been tested with my faith? My wife died of COVID, man. And I still didn't get the jab. I didn't get the jab to my son. That's faith. When somebody that you know and love died from a disease from these devils, and you still tell them to their face, nigga, you ain't shit. I ain't taking your poison. I'm not giving my child that poison. That's faith. But a lot of you niggas out here running scared. You scared to say anything. You scared to motherfucking tell these devils, these fake ass Jewish people what you're doing is wrong, because they put money in your face. They put a couple dollars in your face, and you go dance like a cheerleader. And some of you, and some of you really go out here and get on social media and talk about you real. You real? Real what? Real pussy? Yes, I am talking real shit here today. I am angry because I see these fake ass people who call themselves Christians talking about I pray for Israel. And this ain't white people. This is black folks doing this. Woo! Death is going to be put on you. Death is going to be put on you. And so that's why a lot of black folks are not being successful right now. That's why a lot of black folks are behind on their car payments. That's why a lot of you black folks are bad with your health. That's why a lot of you black folks are miserable inside. That's why a lot of you niggas out here running around trying to rob people to pay Paul. See, because you don't have no faith. That's all I got to motherfucking say. But I'm gonna, if I go any longer, we're gonna have a full show today. Yes, sir. My 1/3. Keep the faith. My true 1/3, keep the faith. Oh, I also want to say this one thing too. I already saw I didn't see the video, but I already know about the situation with little babies, so-called, supposed to be sucking dick. That's him. That's him, guys. And I know a lot of you guys don't want to believe that, but that's him. See, I'm going to tell you something. Wait till they find, wait till they pull out Jay-Z sucking dick. Ooh. wait till you find out that Beyonce eat carpet. Ooh. Wait till you find out that Nipsey Hussle's not even dead. Ooh. Wait till you find out that Tijian, whatever that nigga name is, he's not even dead. Woo. Wait till you find out that Pac is not even dead and he's a character. Wait till you find out that everything you thought was real was fake. 90-95% of your circle, you're going to have to get rid of. And that's all I got to say. Peace. One love.